Form 2 Tango Mobile. Proceed. Uniform 2 Tango.
Hey, I'm kind of on the edge right now. I'm not, I'm in the car on my handheld. I'm probably not coming through very well at all, but hope you get well today, stay out of the heat.
And you got a lot of white noise on you, but you are readable, so no problem there. Yeah, I'm just headed out. I got to go pick up a few things at the grocery store and drugstore and then back to the house and play around on the radio a little bit, do some computer work, cook some supper, you know, things like that to do today.
I'm in the store right now, and we got to go get a little gas, and then we'll be headed over to... Head over there about a little bit after lunch today. And I don't see a cloud in the sky here. I was really hoping for some rain here, but you guys have got a ton of rain. We just hadn't had any at all.
Right back, I haven't had but one little bit of rain one day. When I got home on Sunday, I had 4 3/4 inches of rain in each of my rain gauges, so I know I'd had a bunch a few days before, but since then, I haven't had enough to register anything, so, you know, it'd be nice to get some more and all, because it's kind of dry out there.
We just haven't been good. We hadn't had any to mount anything in about 3 or 4 weeks, I guess. We got some, a couple of days ago, we got, it rained for about an hour, maybe, but it did rain a lot. But my yard just looks off. I just hate the water because I can't afford to water it every other day. Even I'm trying to get some burrito going. This is doing pretty well, but I only have about eight or nine rolls out. It's just not a lot of water, but gosh, the rest of the yard is just terrible looking.
You're on city waters. You have to pay for yours, and I'm on a well, so I need to, you know, keep. I can't run a lot of water, so I don't do any watering, and hopefully get some stuff coming up. But we'll see what happens. It's the summer in the south, of course.
On a private system, we had a well. We had a community well. I'm really outside the city limits. We had a community well for a while there, and the company came in and bought them out. Now we don't have county water. They get it across the road from us there from the Hammond Water, which supplies the county with most of its water. They just ran a pipe across it, and then they charge us double. So what will be a $30 or $40 bill turned out to be a $100 bill. My water bill was $163 last month when I was watering my grass.
My sister down in Florida, where she lives, in the subdivision she lives in, they're on the county water system there. And she says in the summertime, her water bill averages about between $50 and $60 a month.
Ours would be if we had county water, and before they sold it, another company owned it. Before they sold it, the neighborhood, we tried to buy them out, and. Then this Blue Granite Water, which is a rip-off anyway, they're in several locations in South Carolina. They bought them out. They paid about $2 million. And then they just, you know, our rates were much lower before that, and they just continued to raise the water price. The water, it's not even fit to drink for us. It's just, it doesn't smell good. And it meets all the requirements as far as the DHEC testing. It smells terrible and it tastes terrible too.
Explain to DHEC about that too. I mean, that's and have them come out and do some additional, you know, looking at it, because water systems have to meet a certain level, and even though they've got certain things they got to meet, if they're not, if they have smell and things like that, you can get DHEC to come out and look at that, and they can have a whole lot to say about that. Well, I have arrived at the place I intended to arrive, and the grocery store looks like it's packed today. And I need to go in and get a few things, and so I'm going to say 7-3s for now. And I'll catch up to you later. Have a good rest of the day. N4DJC, W2T, 7-3s for now.
Hey, Rusty. Stay cool, W2T. N4DJC clear.
J3JCA. I typed to you while they were QSOing, and I guess you didn't see me texting. So I'm here, and are you here? KV6RRX. Well, Richard, you were here, and then you disappeared. KV6RRX, you're back again.
KV6RRX, KA3JCA. Yeah, I had my phone. It's on one of these, like a gooseneck arm that's on my bedside table, and it, I went to hit the button, and the phone kind of shifted a little bit, and I hit the disconnect button. But yeah, I got your text message. There was another QSO going on, and so forth like that. But yep, I'm here. Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha.
Okay, yeah, I didn't want to interrupt the QSO there because some of the guys are on 24/7. And so I just typed a little message there to you, and I'm glad you saw it. So, okay, well, it works. Yeah, I haven't been on here in a while, so I put it in as a favorite. And if I need it, I'll use it. Yeah, I'm using the old S8 cell phone here. And that's what I was using on DMR there a little bit ago. So thanks for the input and the call. I guess I could have just looked it up. It's pretty easy to scroll down and locations on North America, no problem. So have a wonderful day. Got to get that computer up and running. KC3JCA, KV6RRX.
My business there, Doug. Also, if you get a chance, you're going to fire up your computer, you can go to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website. And I was going to tell you, if you can't make it to the net and you want to check in, they have a pre-check-in tab, and it resets, I believe, every night after midnight. But you can put your call sign and your name and your location in there, and they will check you into the net, knowing that you're not there to have a rag chew or talk session, and that gives them the numbers and so forth by allowing the pre-check. So that's something to think about. Some nights I have to take my medication early, and I'm unable to get on the 610 or the Echo Link. So what I do is I've been logging in, and I check in myself, my wife, and my daughter, just so that the club net will get the usage report up and so forth like that. All right, Doug, 73s, and you have a great day. KA3JCA.
73s? Best regards, that's what it means, and best regards is plural. Okay, just kidding there, Richard. Anyway, okay, I'll try to check that out, too. I'm kind of getting a little slow on playing with the radio stuff anymore. Used to be in all that, checking on all the nets religiously, but it's fun for net control, and I don't like to be net control either, so kind of getting lazy in the old age. Anyway, thank you, and thanks for the QSO, and thanks for getting me to come over here on the Echo Link of the 610 repeater, I believe it is. So until later, 73, KV6RRX.